You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Means you have to accept that somebody is there to go by his guideline, direction. But as far as the nature that we have, you know, once or twice, okay, fine, I come, you know, no problem. But then, you see, no, it's really serious, you know. Then you change your number. You say, you know, the number doesn't go through anymore. So Aseh Lecha Rav is a very, very, very important commitment, and it's not easy to do. It's not easy to do, why? Because we like to do things the way we like the kids. You know, they don't like, you know, the Abba or Imma tell them, you know, do this, go to sleep, you know, do your homework. They like it. No, they don't like it. You want to give them medicine, they run away. They don't want to take it. And then what happens? They don't tell you anymore. That's what happens. They don't tell you anymore. They don't discuss things with you anymore. That's why this is the very hardest thing. Aseh Lecha Rav, that means you have to accept, you know, he's over me. You know, I have to listen to him. I have to ask him. And many times, say, you know, you do things hidden behind his back. And that's what happens to all of us. Because our nature here is, we don't like to be cornered, we don't want to be told, we don't want to accept responsibility. And it's a very, very difficult responsibility in life that when you have somebody over you, as it's a very, very interesting thing that we see. Let's say you want to do something. So now you go to the Rav and says, what do you think? Should I do it or not do it? So what does he answer? What does he tell you?
Yes.
Or no? Yes or no? So now, as we see, we have a parasha. Like, let's say, Asher Nasi Yehata. Right? Asher Nasi Yehata. It says in the Torah. So the learn from here, Ashrav, the generation, the door, that his Nasi makes a mistake. So what does that mean? The leader made a mistake. So now, in such a case, let's say you go to the Rav and he direct you maybe that it's not right. So who's the guilty part here? You or him?
You.
Me?
No.
Why? I went to the Rav. He told me to do it or not do it, to eat it or not eat it. But then we find out, no, it was not right. So who's guilty here?
No.
You or the Rav?
No, there's no guilty
part. Why not? Let's say he told you it's kosher. Then you find out, no, it's not kosher.
The Rav?
No. The Rav?
You've done something wrong.
Wasn't the right Rav?
I'm sorry?
It wasn't the right Rav.
No, he says in the Torah. Kohen Gadol could make a mistake, the Nasi could make a mistake, the Sanhedrin could make a mistake. It says in the Torah.
In that case, there's nobody guilty. Hashem let it go.
Why?
You ask your authority, even if the authority makes a mistake, Hashem let it go.
Hashem is guilty.
No, Hashem shall know. But here, the benefit that you have when you don't rely on yourself, so then you go to a Rav, so then Rav tells you whatever that he knows that he should direct you, so then you're off the hook. Why? Because you went to the authority that you should know. Now if you make a mistake, so then you're not the guilty part. But if you would do it on your own, so then you're guilty. So now this way, the benefit that you have, that when you Aseh Lecha Rav, so then this way, you know, I went to the Rav, he told me to do it. So then, you have such a benefit that you not be punished in such a case.
But you punish if it's parnasa, for example. You ask him something to go or not to go on it. He said go on it.
Yeah.
You crash on it.
Right.
You got hurt from it.
Yeah, I understand. Okay,
you're not ashamed, but you
understand.
You get hurt from it.
Yeah, understand.
So
yeah, so the Gemara discusses this matter that we have a command that says, "V'davachta bo," you have to attach to Hashem. So Gemara asks, well, what do you mean? Hashem is Esh Ochla. So it means fire. How can you be attached to him? The Gemara says that the Talmidei Chachamim, they are intermediate between you and Ribono Shel Olam. So when it says V'davachta bo, then you have to be attached to Ribono Shel Olam. So that means, well, how can I be attached to Ribono Shel Olam? So when I go to the right source, to the right Rav, and then I ask him, I discuss with him, and I ask him his opinion, what I need to do or not, so that means that I actually ask Hashem. So now this way, so then you're not going to fall in a trap. And if in case, maybe he did not direct him the right way, and he is the right source. Not, you know, whatever. Yeah. So then you not be now guilty in this part. So then the second.
Also for myself.
In anything. Yeah. So see, that's the whole point. If you ma'amin be'emunah shelema that the source that you go to the rav that you go to, that he's the right source, even though that he make a mistake.
Nothing will ever run. If you believe and you go to the right source.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Because in this way, Hashem give him siyata dishmaya to direct in the right way. Hashem will help him to give you the right direction. But as long as your intention is that I'm going to him, why? Because I want to do the ratzon of Hashem. I want to do the will of Hashem. So then nothing's going to go wrong. Yeah. And then he's informing us that every Yehudi must have somebody that he will back him up. So, the Mishnah says, "Ugne lecha chaver." Ugne lecha chaver. So the Mishnah doesn't tell us that you should have a friend. Yelecha chaver. It says, "Ugne lecha chaver." What does "Ugne lecha chaver" mean?
Buy it.
What do you mean? Bribe him? Give him money?
No, he's a friend.
I know, but it says, I understand. But how come he says you have to buy him?
If you find a good friend, then you spend money for him so he's
saved. To make him happy. To make him some wine and some cake, ice cream. What people usually buy, you know, when you go shopping, when? When he's on sale.
Yes.
Yeah. Yehudi never goes shopping when he's not on sale. Why? Because whatever you pay, you want to get
more
back. Yeah. A lot more. Yeah, you know, according to the money you give, you want exactly the same value back. You don't want to pay and get something cheap or will break the next day. Here the Mishnah is teaching us to find a friend, you have to have the same attitude. When you pick a friend, it's like exactly buying a merchandise. What does that mean? Something that you buy, obviously you like it, no? Unless you wouldn't buy it, right? You're not going to go buy something you don't like, would you?
No.
You buy glass frame that you like, and you pay whatever it costs. So now, here, the Mishnah is telling us the same way that you spend money for something that you like to get your value back, your friend exactly should be the same way. You have to be very selective to pick a friend. Anyone that offers you, no, let's have barbecue, is not your friend. Because Chassid Shalom, instead of doing this steak barbecue, maybe who's going to be barbecue? Because there's a story is that unfortunately their friends, the wrong friends, were the asonot, when the disaster came about. Why? Because they felt, you know, they're having a good time, you know, they're having a party and so on. Ay, 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 oy, boy, boy, what happened? And another point here is, the Mishnah is saying now, Sugnei Lecha Chaver, what does the Chaver mean? Chaver, it's the same otiyot as Chibur, right? What does Chibur mean?
Connection.
Chibur, Lechaver.
Connection.
To connect, yeah. So the friend that you pick, you have to be connected to, right? So now, let's bring the resh in the middle. What happens? Chaver, bring the resh in the middle. No. We have chet, bet, resh. Bring the resh in the middle. What happens? Chereb. What does chereb mean? Sword. Why? Chaver can be sword? How could it be? So here, you see the otiyot after chaver, chas v'shalom, if you pick a wrong one, so then exactly like a sword on your back.
Yeah.
And has happened, you know, and it's happening, and you see all of a sudden, oy, boy, boy, it was my chaver, what happened? What he did to me? You know, we see partners, always stories about partners. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
I have someone like this.
What happened? And not only that, you know, something that you paid, you know, and you like, and you're very attached to. Let's say your car. You're driving, then you start doing pet. Stops. So what do you do to it? I say, forget it, you know, give it to where do you have these broken cars?
Junkyard.
Yeah? What do you do with it if it breaks down?
Probably.
Yeah? No, it's a brand new car. What do you do with it?
A new car?
Yeah.
A new car, you take it to the company?
To the mechanic. No? Mechanic, okay. You're the mechanic to fix it. So now here the Mishnah says, Chaver, what does it mean? You have to have an attitude toward your friend, just like you bought it. So now the friend comes and says, don't do this, it's not good for you, you're wasting your life, you're destroying your life. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do when he tells you such a thing?
Listen.
He says, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Go your way, don't tell me what to do. Here the Mishnah says, you have to have an attitude with your friend just like your brand new car. If it breaks down, what do?
You fix it.
You fix it. So now if your friend is trying to direct you, trying to tell you what to do, not to do, you have to have the same attitude. Don't say go away. Don't say, you know, I don't want to see you anymore. Don't come in around me. You have to have an attitude toward your friend just like you paid so much money for it. And because he's trying to rebuke you, care for you, it's not the attitude that you say, you know, you're going to cut off with them. And that's what exactly happens. When people hear something that they don't like, all of a sudden, they say, no, it's not for me. You see, little by little, they disappear. You don't see them anymore. But why? They say, you know, I want a friend always tell me, I'm okay, I'm great. That's the friend you like.
Yeah.
But the friend that tells you, watch out, don't do it, so then you don't like it. And that's what the Mishnah is emphasizing, that instead of telling us, you have to attain it, to buy it, just like something that you buy, And you have such a care for it. You know, people, as you know, we say, how do you like your car? What do you say? What do I say? You say, I love my car. You heard people say that? How can you love your car? Would they kiss it or what? Why do you say, I love my car?
Because I bought it new.
Yeah, but why do they say, I love my car? What do they do to
it? You bought it.
Yeah, I understand. But why? But you love your car? Why are you using your car? What do you say, I love my car? Why do people say?
Because when you're driving it, you enjoy it.
You enjoy it. You know, Chas v'Shalom, they're so careful. Oh, boy, this is scratch. It's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you know, Chas v'Shalom, you know. So now here it says you find a friend, you have to treat it exactly the same way. Exactly the same way. Chas v'Shalom, don't disconnect when he tells you something you don't like. And sometimes people say, I'm afraid to tell him something. I'm afraid, why? Because if I tell him, I don't see him anymore. But why? Because that's how it is. The people, they don't like to be told something that you don't like. But here it says, no, find a friend exactly the car you love and you care for. And you have to have somebody on back of you that to care for you and to monitor you, the Chas v'Shalom would not end up to something that is not pleasant. Yizkeh, b'zad Hashem. Da'osh Baruch Hu yizkeh otanu b'arbe yeshuot. B'solot tovot b'zad Hashem l'kol am Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.